I'm Lance Carter, and this is the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. NBC's Chuck, now in its fifth and final season, has pushed Chuck's best friend Morgan into the spotlight as The Intersect. Fans of the show know that The Intersect is what initially gave Chuck all of his super spy skills. At the end of last season, Chuck lost The Intersect, and Morgan, by accident, acquired it. Joshua Gomez plays Morgan, and he said he found out about the change his character would go through right before shooting last season's final episode. His first thought? Oh boy, I'm dead. But after that initial reaction, he soon became excited and told me that he was eager to change up and try new things with the character. Joshua talked to me on a conference call about the sudden turn of Morgan, shooting fight scenes, and what he has lined up after he finishes Chuck. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. That's how we survive. And don't forget, we also sell mailing labels for casting directors and agents and have a bunch of other cool actor services available. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Joshua.
Hey, Josh. Nice talking to you.
Hey, nice to be talked to.
Yeah, I screwed up my words there. So with this big change...
No, I don't know. I thought I screwed up. I thought I was the one screwing up.
With this big change for Morgan and all the fighting you get to do now, how much training do you have to do before you have to film one of those scenes?
Well, there's not much training. I don't know if most of you know, it's like we have about 7 days to make an episode of Chuck, and our episodes are just dense. You know, there's so much to them. Just a lot of layers, you know, from, you know, actually trying to pull off action scenes and comedy scenes, and, you know, it's a very stylized show, and so 7 days is not a lot of time to do an hour show with, you know, explosions and gunfights and then, you know, things like that. So, and of course, you know, kung fu scenes. It's not a lot of training. It's not a lot of time. In fact, in this episode coming up, Chuck vs. Frosted Tips, it was one of the biggest things I had to do was pretty much fight, there's a pretty big fight scene, you know, where I fight, a lot of dudes, sort of Enter the Dragon style. And I remember showing up to set that day and there was a sort of some miscommunication and just sort of no one's fault, but just they didn't bring me in for a little bit. You know, you usually get a little bit of a fight rehearsal, you know, to kind of work out the beats and do all this kind of stuff. And I show up and they're like, okay, we're ready in 5 minutes. And I was like, 5 minutes for what? You know, it's kind of like, what? And I have to fight 9 dudes. Bam, you just gotta roll with it. I mean, it's just what we've kind of become accustomed to. And so, you know, fortunately, I have a decent memory. I'm pretty good at memorization, so that's all I could really rely on. Not the physical side of it, because that I'm just awful. But just memorizing steps, you know, and just kind of doing all this. It's like a, you know, like a dance. It's obviously choreographed like a dance. So, so you get through it, and it actually turned out to be. I thought it was one of the best things I've done up to this, you know, point. So I was pretty proud of it, and I didn't have much time to kind of learn it. I guess that's the long answer to your question is no, not really a lot of training or a lot of time, but it's fine. It all works out, you know.
So you said you have a good memory. So when you get a script, you can basically memorize it, like, boom, like that?
You know, I wouldn't say, you know, it's definitely not, like, photographic or anything like that, but I'm not bad at, like, you know, I can look at it, you know, depending on what it is, I'll look at it and I'll see my scenes that I'll have to do and they usually, you know, one or two reads and it's in there. And then I'll leave it alone and then like maybe, you know, then we rehearse 5 minutes before the scene. I'll have my sides, you know, they have just these sides printed out for the day what you're going to shoot that day, and you look at those and kind of go, oh yeah, right, okay, and then boom, one or two more reads, you know, just kind of, it doesn't take me too long. Zach, I know, is like that as well. We kind of had that. He's even probably better. I mean, he'll literally just look at them, and he might be closer to photographic because he gets it quick. So it's kind of a cool tool to have, you know?
Yeah, I would love to have that. I'm an actor also, and I've walked to, like, the scene when I have to go shoot my scene, and I literally forget my lines. I have no idea, and I get panicked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know. Well, that's probably what it is. I think it really is about comfortability, too, because the only time I ever really truly forget things is always because when I'm being nervous. only because I'm nervous. Once you're calm, you know, with us, once we're settled into these roles and it's kind of like, you know, you have the job and everything's good, you're able to relax. And I think with that relaxation becomes a much easier time with memorizing this stuff, you know.
You've done this now in your fifth season. Do you still get nervous before you do a scene?
Sure. I mean, it depends, especially this this season, because like I've talked about, it was sort of a departure from what I've been doing, which was great. You know, it's, I love to be able to shake it up and rattle it and kind of go, all right, cool, man, this is going to be new. So, yeah, when I first walked out and got ready to shoot my first fight scene or whatever, you know, I was very nervous just because I'd never really done it before. You know, the first time I had to really use my Zoom face on camera, you know. But yeah, so I would say up to this point, nah, not really, you know, probably during like season 3 and 4, you kind of, you know, it's very rare that there's any kind of real nerves or anything like that. But this season, sure. And I wouldn't say, you know, I guess it's a cross between nerves and excitement. You know, that thing as being an actor, you know, you just kind of, it's kind of all gets, you know, intertwined, you know, nerves and excitement and all that stuff. So it's fun. I think it's another reason why I'm really enjoying the season, because, you know, it's after 5 years, it's kind of fun to be excited and nervous again, you know.
Could you please explain your character from your viewpoint?
You know, I was always, when I first started the show, you know, I'm trying to discover this character along with the writers, I think. He was always, you know, Morgan was kind of a free spirit and you know, a little bit impetuous and kind of the captain of his own ship. I think that there's still obviously a big part of that, but he's obviously grown up and matured a ton. So he's a little, a bit more focused now, but still, you know, kind of, you know, fun-loving. He's very loyal and a really good best friend and someone to have in a firefight at your side. No, actually, that's not true. He's terrible in a firefight. Awful in a firefight, but a good best friend.
When did you actually find out that Morgan was going to become the Intersect, and what was your reaction when they told you that they wanted to do that?
It was somewhere, I think we were probably shooting, if my memory serves me correct, it was like the 4/23, so basically 4 season, about the 23rd episode, in the way we had 24 episodes. And so I think we were finishing up the 23rd episode, and I think Chris Fedak, one of the co-creators, was down on the set, and we were just kind of talking, and him and I are fairly close, and so we're fooling around and just kind of talking, and he was like, you know, have you heard about 4/24 yet? And I said, no. And he's like, oh, I'm going to be really interested to see what you think. And I was like, kind of like, oh boy, I'm dead. Turns out that he's like, no, just read it. And I did, and you get to the last page, and I know Kung Fu, and it was just like, you got to be kidding me. This is insanity. I'm a dead man. But I was very excited. Obviously, I was really excited to kind of just, you know, get to change up and try new things. You know, in the course of a television show, especially one like Chuck that's been fortunate enough to go 5 seasons, you know, it's like anything has a chance to become a bit stale, or, you know, especially as an actor and playing a certain character and playing the same thing over and over again. So for me to be able to know that I was going to come into this season, if there was a season, because at that time we didn't know if we were even going to get a 5th season. But if we did, to be able to come into the 5th season, you know, with a sort of renewed sense of, like, wonder and fun, and it was like, oh, this is going to be, you know, very cool. So it was awesome.
And how did you prepare for all the new physical demands that you're going to have now with all the special powers?
I honestly just trusted our stunt and fight coordinators, and they kind of got me up and running in the beginning of the season with some crash course on some basic kung fu moves and you know, just different sort of stunt techniques, and, you know, where you're supposed to put your foot when you're kicking at somebody's nose and yada yada yada. But for me, I always tend to and I'll stay pretty active anyway. I'm a pretty avid runner and things like that, so I felt physically good. And I'm not a dancer or a kung fu guy, or two things that really help in fight scenes, I think, because like Yvonne she had a dance background, so her balance and stuff is really, really good. Mine is just terrible. I have like just a really weak lower body, so kicking is not my forte. But, yeah, it was good. They got me up and running. And then I have an amazing, fight double and all that stuff. So, easy enough.
After 4 years of being on the bubble, how do you feel knowing that this is it? This is the final season, and how are you guys approaching it?
You know, it's obviously a question that gets asked a lot, and it's a great question, because the end is nigh. It's for us, I think, as a cast, it's really interesting because you're exactly right. You know, 4 seasons, every season, kind of every time we were approaching wrapping up, it was sort of like we didn't know if we were saying goodbye for good or just for a few months, and it was always this very tumultuous time. And now it's got a different feeling to it. You know, we're all a bit, it's bittersweet and kind of bummed, but there's some kind of positive aspect that we take away knowing that we are, we know our fate, and so it makes it a bit easier to deal with. So we're just enjoying every minute of it and having a really great time as a cast and crew and just really kind of taking it all in. And so it's actually been a really fun season, I think, for all of us, despite knowing that it's coming to an end, just because I think we're all trying to relish every minute of it,
Beyond just the kung fu aspect of being an intersect, how are you approaching playing your new part? Because the character is changing both from like a mental standpoint, but now you are the intersect, and you are kind of the new focus of the show. How has that impacted how you play Morgan?
Another great question. It's impacted it a lot, actually, and especially during this arc of the intersect not quite working right. It's been a blast because, like I said earlier, you can tend to, you play the same character in television. I think it's much like a comfort food for people, and when people find a comfort food they like, a television show they like, they want to kind of stay the same. They want to always pizza should taste like pizza. And so I think there's a chance, obviously, in television, when you do enough seasons, it can get a little, as an actor, you can kind of become unchallenged. You start to learn the character. You know it so, like, the back of your hand, it just becomes, you just kind of go on cruise control. This was fun because it forced me to just switch everything up, and so I was excited. I was nervous at first, obviously, for so many different reasons. Just getting the intersect, I thought, was just such a crazy turn and something I wasn't expecting. And then, as I started to get these scripts and I saw this character becoming what he's becoming and how it was affecting him, it's nerve-wracking. Our fans are really loyal and they love Chuck, and I'm like, ah, oh, crap. I'm going to get things thrown at me for being a jerk. But that being said, it's your job. And so I said, I'm going to go full force and, whether people are, my job in these episodes, as you'll see, and especially in Frosted Tips, is you're not supposed to like Morgan, I think, at this point. So I kind of threw myself into that. And I said, it was so much fun because it was a 180 from the Morgan of 3 or 4 seasons ago. So,
at the 5 seasons of doing this, what has been your most memorable experience, both on set and off, like at a Comic Con or out in the streets? What's been your most memorable experience?
You just said it, though. You nailed it. I mean, for me, it'll always be the Comic-Con experience for our show. It made our show, and, going down to the first season, Zach and I rode down in this car together, kind of barely knowing each other. We hit it off instantly when we first met and tested together and got the roles together. But just in this car ride, this guy I'm starting to get to know that I'm going to be working with, and or maybe not, depending on how Comic-Con received our pilot. And so we went down there, and lo and behold, it went over amazingly, and kind of the rest is history. And so for me, every year returning to Comic-Con has been just such an amazing, surreal experience and such a big part of our show. And the fans are just some of the most amazing, incredible people I've ever met, and their dedication and enthusiasm and passion for this show is I've never seen anything like it. So that'll always stand out to me, is San Diego Comic-Con, Chuck panels, things like that. Honestly, it's tough. It's just 5 years of a blur, of a bearded blur. It's just the whole thing. It's just hard to kind of pick one specific thing. I love going to work every day that I go, and our crew and the rest of the cast is such a joy to work with. I sometimes, when I have to wake up at 4:35 in the morning, I never I never begrudge it. I never feel like, work. I love going to work. So it's hard to pick one thing. The whole experience has just been amazing.
Especially after the first episode and the just the twist at the end of last season, there was a segment of the Chuck fandom that was not pleased with the idea of Morgan having the intersect. So I guess my question is, have you had anything thrown at you? Or do you, do you just trust that Chris and the other writers are going to lead you down the right path eventually?
I mean, look, it's out of my hands. I have a job to do. Whether or not, I was a fan of it. Like I said, I was a fan too of things like this. I was a passionate fan of stuff. When I read comic books and writers in comic books decided to take the thing to a different, down a different path as a, as a fan of, I'd be like, no, come on! And you throw the comic book across the room, but, and our fans are wonderful and passionate, and they have every right to either go, no, I don't like this, or I do like this, or this is better than I thought, or worse than I thought. They can think whatever they want. I try to stay clear of it only because it's not my, in some respects, it's not my business. I have a job to do. I try to do the best I can, and like I said, this is something that was kind of, handed to me, and like, this is where we're going. You go, okay, you sure? But actually, and quite the opposite. I've had totally. I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't. Look, like I said, people love Chuck, man, and that's such a testament to what Zachary does. And from the very beginning, people just love that character. He's such a sweet, honest, cool character. And so, and the show is Chuck, and the show it continues to be about Chuck. I think as the writers and Chris felt that this was just a way to kind of inject some fun and a new perspective, and it's like getting to watch one of your favorite movies with somebody who's never seen it before. It's just, you get to see it through some new eyes. But like I said, I just try to do my job,
What was the biggest highlight for you inside the show?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if you heard before. I mean, I don't know if you're talking about, like, for me, again, Comic-Con was just going down as a part of the show to Comic-Con it's just a highlight for me. It just always stands out. I think it made our show. And so, for me, that's a huge one. Another memory for me is just simply getting the role. I mean, I look back and I think to myself, I look at all these steps. And if you never go through this game to get a role, to do anything in Hollywood, it's just an exercise in frustration. So, you get these scripts, and you get some of them you don't like, some of them you do, and with the Chuck one, it was very exciting. Oh, this is really cool. This is so up my alley. This is really unique. And then you start the whole process. And for me, I look back and I go, it's literally like walking into a deli and buying a lottery ticket. And the process of just going through all these auditions and then having the show get picked up and then having it go 5 seasons and then you have it. I mean, it's just, I look back and I go, wow. I think about those original auditions and I say, that's amazing. That just happened, It's just such a fluke in some respects, I've been doing this for 15 years, 16 years, so. And obviously this is the first time I've ever had a show literally go to air and then have this kind of run. It's nuts. So that to me is the standout.
Do you have anything lined up after the season? Do you have maybe another TV series or video games? Or producing another short or anything?
Yeah, I am actually, I have another short / kind of pilot that I co-wrote, and it stars me and my brother, Rick Gomez, who's he's also been in a ton of stuff. I'm really excited about that. We're in kind of post right now, editing and getting it up and running. So I'm excited to kind of see what we can do with that thing. And then it's just business as usual, I have to kind of go out and try to get another job. And I'm excited, there's that excitement. It's like Rocky returning to the gym, where he grew up, and it's like back into the gym and kind of back to work, get out there and try to get another job.
Thanks, Joshua, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.